House lawmakers tried to interview Ghislaine Maxwell Monday as part of their investigation into how the late financier Jeffrey Epstein was able to sexually abuse underage girls for years. But in a video call to the Texas prison, where Maxwell is in the fifth year of a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking, Maxwell invoked her Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate herself. The chair of the House Oversight Committee, Republican James Comer, spoke to reporters after the deposition.
As expected, Ghislaine Maxwell took the fifth and refused to answer any questions. This obviously is very disappointing. We had many questions to ask about the crimes she and Epstein committed, as well as questions about potential co-conspirators.
Comer says he was told by Maxwell's lawyer that she would answer questions if granted clemency by President Donald Trump. The lawyer also told lawmakers that she would be willing to testify that neither President Trump nor former President Bill Clinton were culpable for wrongdoing in their relationships with Epstein. Democratic Representative Melanie Stansbury of New Mexico says it's an effort by Maxwell to secure her pardon by keeping her mouth shut.
There are now at least 9 or 10 other countries across the world that have opened investigations or forced their leaders to step down because of their mere association with Jeffrey Epstein. And the United States government is engaged in an active cover-up of the largest sex trafficking scandal and influence peddling scandal in the history of the United States, and Donald Trump is right at the center of it. And the person who is living to provide the evidence, who knows what is going on, is trying to invoke the fifth to buy her clemency.
Democrat James Walkinshaw of Virginia agrees that it's part of Maxwell's campaign for clemency, but he says Trump could end that today.
He could rule out clemency for Ghislaine Maxwell the monster. He could rule out a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell the monster. The question for all of us today is, why hasn't he done that? And why won't he do that?
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.